Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man under arrest in a hammer attack. The search for stolen artifacts continues, and a new option for Texans to file taxes. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. Plano police now say they have a suspect in custody in connection with a hammer attack at a gas station restroom. The suspect was taken into custody this morning. Police issued a picture of the suspect wanted for the hammer attack near a DART station in Plano. He is also suspected of two other attacks. We are working to get more information from Plano police. Dallas police have issued an arrest warrant for Kansas City Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice following a chain reaction crash in Dallas. He's expected to turn himself in today. KRLD's Austin York has the latest.
The crash happened on March 31st on 75 near SMU, involving two cars, a Corvette and a Lamborghini, both belonging to Rice. He owned the Corvette and was leasing the Lamborghini. The two cars were racing when they lost control and crashed, causing a chain reaction. Four other cars were involved. Four people were hurt. Now police say Rice has been charged with one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, six counts of collision involving injury. Another man, Theodore Knox, has been charged with the same counts. Both men left the scene without inquiring about the condition of the other people involved in the crash and without leaving their information. Rice's lawyer, State Senator Royce West, says they are cooperating with the investigation. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
A Mesquite teacher is facing charges accused of having an improper relationship with a student. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
Looking through Mesquite jail records this morning, former teacher Cesar Jimenez was locked up overnight waiting for bail to be established. He was captured by the U.S. Marshals Service in Midlothian yesterday and hauled to Mesquite, where police began investigating reports of a relationship last week. Jimenez taught in the automotive department at Mesquite's Vanguard High School, but resigned shortly after learning about this investigation. A spokesperson for the Mesquite School District calls his actions appalling and disturbing. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The IV bag tampering case against a former Richardson doctor is expected to go to the jury today. KRLD's LP Phillips says the defense has already made a big decision.
The defense says Ronaldo Ortiz will not take the stand in his trial. It would have posed big risks if he did testify. The defense has made its stand on a failure of the government to prove Ortiz injected IV bags with a lethal amount of drugs, causing cardiac incidents. Allowing Ortiz to testify would have subjected him to cross-examination. The defense has already called an expert witness to dispute government witnesses. Dr. Bobby Jean Schweitzer says there are medical explanations for each of the patients who suffered cardiac issues during routine procedures, and none necessarily had to do with a spiked IV bag. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Houston, a grieving mother is asking for help after her purse was stolen while she was at the cemetery.
Gabriella Mackin's daughter Alessandro passed away from cancer last year at 24, and last week, while watering flowers at her child's grave, Mackin's purse was stolen out of her car. The thief was caught on tape minutes later. Using her credit cards at a nearby drugstore, Mackin says the woman who stole her purse gave her ID and credit cards to somebody who was arrested with those items at a bank trying to cash a check in her name.
She stole my daughter's ID that was in my wallet. And, you know, I can't get that back. I can't get that another one. So I really don't care about anything else. I just would want Alessandra's driver's license back.
Latoya White, the woman accused of stealing Mackin's handbag, was arrested and jailed. She suspected at least eight other recent thefts. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The desperate search continues for precious artifacts stolen from the 9/11 flight crew memorial in Grapevine. KRLD's Scott Gordon has more.
Police are asking for help finding the thief who took some artifacts from Grapevine's 9/11 flight crew memorial. a place for all of us to remember the terrorist attack of September 11th, 2001. Specifically, they're looking for a limestone fragment from the impact zone at the Pentagon and a stone from the crash site in Pennsylvania. Both items were taken from their enclosures at the memorial on Texan Trail. Amanda McNew works for Grapevine Police.
It really is critical that our community help us with this one, and it's something that we really want to find these stones. They are a vital piece of history. They are stones that were taken from 9/11.
Detectives are reviewing surveillance video from the area. Anyone with any information is urged to contact Grapevine Police. In the 24-hour news center, Scott Gordon, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a new option for Texans to file their taxes. This year, the IRS launched direct file in 12 states, including Texas. Adam Rubin, vice president at the Economic Security Project, says it's a free service.
It's for folks with simple tax filing situations. So generally that means employees, people who get their income reported on a W-2 tax form. This year it's not going to cover contractors or gig workers, but we expect it's going to be expanded in the future to more common tax filing situations.
U.S. taxpayers on average spend $150 and 9 hours of their time filing taxes. Rubin says direct file will save Texas time and money. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.